united we stand, we never fall. This perilous fight, it takes one and all. Everyone stands, American strong. Strength by one equals strength by all.
We stand united more than ever.
The DMV
has too much fight.
United we stand.
We will get through this.
United.
We stand, America.
United we stand.
Introducing today's contestants, an administrative assistant from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, Sharon Lawson, a funeral director from Pawpaw, Illinois, Michael Foreman, and our returning champion, a screenwriter and actor from Los Angeles, California, Gary Patton, whose one day cash winnings totaled $22,801. And now, the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us today. Well, that $22,800 may have gotten us off to a good roll for today's game. Michael and Sharon, welcome aboard. Pick up the signaling devices. Hopefully you get to use them often with these categories in the first round of play. Starting off with a marriage made in literature. Interesting. Next, adjectives. We're going to celebrate Earth Day at the age of 50. We'll deal with episodes of the sitcom. We'll give you the episodes. You identify the sitcom. Then, the crime of the decade. Give me the decade. And finally, what sort of establishment is this? Gary, you're the champ. You start.
See, the crime of the decade for eight.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
2000.
All right. The kidnapping of Charles and Anne Lindbergh's baby.
What are the 1920s?
Missed it by one. Ugh. 1930s. So you're at negative 1,000. Go again.
Crime of the decade, 1,000.
Leopold and Loeb kill Bobby Franks for an intellectual thrill. Gary?
What are the 1920s?
Now's the time for that decade, yes.
The crime of the decade for six.
The Unabomber commits his last murder and is caught with bomb parts and detailed journals of his crimes. Michael.
For the 1990s?
Yep.
Let's go crime of the decade for four.
The NSC goes around Congress to sell anti-aircraft missiles to Iran in the Iran-Contra affair. Sharon.
What are the 1990s?
No. Gary.
What are the 1980s?
Yes.
Crime for two.
Five burglars are busted at the DNC's office at the Watergate. Sharon.
What are the 1970s?
Yes.
What sort of establishment is this for 400?
In Mexico, it's a bar. On Tatooine, it's also an ideal spot to hire a starship's crew. Gary.
What is a cantina?
Yes.
Establishment for six.
If you encounter a meat and three establishment in the American South, the three refers to these. Refers to the side dishes. Back to you, Gary.
Establishment for eight.
Raw bars traditionally serve live, uncooked these. Michael?
What are oysters?
Oysters, shellfish, clams, yeah.
Episodes of the sitcom for 200.
Stewie kills Lois, and Lois killed Stewie. Michael?
Where's Family Guy?
Yes.
Sitcom four.
The show where Lilith comes back and murder most Maris. Michael.
What is How I Met Your Mother?
No. Gary.
What is Frasier?
Frasier is the series.
Sitcom 8.
Secret Shopper and Cloud 9 Academy. That would be Superstore. Gary.
Sitcom 1000.
Love is all around, and we want Baxter. Trying to find the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Gary, go again.
Sitcom 6.
Leap to Faith. And the worst possible use of free will. Michael?
What is Quantum Leap?
No. Sharon?
What is Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No. What is The Good Place? Back to Gary. We're not doing too well.
Establishment, 1,000.
There's an alloy in this word for a type of casual restaurant. French for brewery. Michael?
What is a brasserie?
Good.
Let's go A Marriage Made in Literature, 200.
Anna Oblonsky is the maiden name of this title character. Gary.
Who's Anna Karenina?
You are right. And that takes you up to 1,400. You and Michael on the plus side, Sharon in the red, as we take break number one. Sharon Lawson is from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Sharon, if you watch a lot of television, you notice there are a great many commercials about DNA testing. And
yes.
You were involved in two ways, and it benefited you.
I decided to do a DNA test about a year and a half ago, came back with some results on my Ancestry DNA, took the plunge, sent an email, and have, as a result of that email, I've made contact with cousins on both my biological parents' sides of the family. So I have a whole new family that I didn't know about a year ago.
Because you're adopted.
I was adopted as a baby, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't that
exactly.
Amazing?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Okay. Michael Torman, a funeral director from Paw Paw, Illinois, also president of your town?
Yes, Alex.
How many towns have presidents?
A lot. It just depends on how they structure the government. So it's not as prestigious as it sounds. It's a very small community. So about 870 people is what the sign says.
Okay. I hope none of your clients at the funeral home voted for you. I don't want to see their names.
That's the Illinois motto, vote early, vote often. Yeah, vote late, I guess, too.
Okay. Gary Patton is a screenwriter and actor from Los Angeles. What kind of screenwriting are we talking about here? Dramas? Comedies?
I write mostly dramas.
Yeah?
But I'm also a little bit of a weirdo, so there's some, you know, some laughs in there, hopefully intentional.
Favorite dramatic author?
Oh, Donna Tartt.
Don't know her.
Well, I mean, she's not a dramatist, but
okay.
My favorite playwright, I guess. My favorite screenwriter is William Goldman.
Ah, Now we're talking. All right, pick up your signaling device. Oh, look at that. The left side of the board is virtually untouched. So go ahead and make a selection, champ.
Marriage in Literature for 8.
The title of this Daphne du Maurier novel refers to the first Mrs. de Winter. The second Mrs. de Winter is obsessed with her. Gary.
What is Rebecca?
Rebecca, right you are.
Marriage, 1,000.
This 1966 novel is about the first marriage of the character Mr. Rochester from Jane Eyre. And the novel is Wide Sargasso Sea. Gary, back to you.
Marriage, 6.
Creepy. In order to get closer to Lolita, this man with a double talk name marries her mother, Charlotte Hayes. Sharon.
Who's Humbert Humbert?
Yep.
Adjectives for 1,000.
Sartorial means belonging or referring to this profession. Has to do with tailors. Sharon?
Adjectives for 8.
This two-syllable adjective in a Thomas Hardy title means frenzied. Sharon?
What is the madding crowd?
Madding, yes.
Adjectives for 6.
A homophone of a grain. It's an adjective meaning funny in an understated way. Gary.
What is Rye?
Rye, W-R-Y.
Earth Day, 800.
The first Earth Day took place in 1970, inspiring this act in the same year that sought to keep our skies free from pollution. Gary.
What is the Clean Air Act?
Yes.
Earth Day, 1,000.
In 2010, Earth Day brought about a tree planting initiative named for this uppermost section of a forest's trees. Sharon.
What is the canopy?
Yes.
Establishment for 200.
The type of roadhouse called a this joint lent its name to a coin-operated music machine. Sharon.
What's a juke joint?
You got it.
Marriage Maiden Literature for 4.
When Romeo marries Juliet, these two families are joined in matrimony and later tragedy. Gary.
Who are the Montagues and the Capulets?
You got them both.
Earth Day 6.
Earth Day reminds us that in 2020, nations are expected to bump climate change commitments to the agreement of 2015, which was made in this city. Michael.
What is Paris?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Earth Day, 400.
A theme of Earth Day 2018 was ending plastic pollution. One suggestion is, when you order a soda, say, "No this, please." Michael.
Was a straw.
Yeah.
Earth 2.
Nat Geo is honoring the 50th anniversary of Earth Day with a special about this activist who has a special bond with chimpanzees.
And once you take action, once you're doing something, once you feel, it's my little bit, but I'm going to do my little bit, even if it's no use, I'm going to die trying.
Gary.
Who's Jane Goodall?
Correct.
Adjectives for Ford?
Sorry, language nerds. The OED allows modifications like very on this six-letter word meaning one of a kind. Michael.
What is unique?
Unique, that's the word, and that takes you to 3,000. All right, all three of you off to a good start. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and set the board up for Double Jeopardy. You folks all know the drill. The player in third place today, Sharon, gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Other British Isles. You know the drill. I just said that. Musicians' nicknames. At Rest in Washington, D.C. Phenomena. And lots of D's, lots of D's. Sharon, start us.
Musicians for four.
The Boss. And before that, The Doctor. Gary.
Who's Springsteen?
Yep.
Other British Isles, 16.
The Scottish Isle of Bute lies in the inlet called This of Clyde. Sharon.
What's the Firth?
Good.
Musicians for eight.
Yeezus. Sharon.
Who is Kanye West?
Correct.
Musicians for 12.
Slow Hand. Sharon.
Who is Eric Clapton?
Right.
Musicians for 16.
The Prince of Darkness. Michael.
Who is Ozzy Osbourne?
He's the one.
Musicians for 2.
The Prime Minister of Funk, or Dr. Funkenstein. Michael.
Who is George Clinton?
Correct.
Let's go Phenomena for 1,200.
In 1816, one of these natural phenomena in Asia affected the weather and made it the year without a summer, globally. Michael.
Was it a volcanic eruption?
You are right.
Phenomena 16.
Sure, the Northern Lights are awesome, but check out the Southern Lights, also known as the Aurora Vis, seen over places like Tasmania. Sharon.
What is Australis?
Yes.
Phenomena for 8.
This super phenomenon, a lack of electrical resistance, occurs in certain materials below about negative 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Sharon.
What is superconductivity?
That's right.
Phenomena for 4.
This superstellar phenomenon, a big bang, so to speak, comes in two main types, thermonuclear and core collapse. Gary.
The supernova.
Supernova, yes.
Phenomena 2.
These creatures started mysteriously falling from the sky in Dubuque, Iowa, on June 16th, 1882. Gary.
Are bats?
Nope. Michael or Sharon? What are frogs? Where did they come from? Gary.
British Isles for 2.
The monastery on Holy Island produced the illuminated biblical manuscripts called the Lindisfarne These. Sharon.
What are gospels?
Yes.
Other British Isles for 12.
The island of Anglesey, also known as Inismon, is the largest that's part of this UK country. Sharon?
What is Wales?
Wales, yes.
Isles for 8?
Foulness Island off the Essex coast was almost completely flooded by a giant 1953 storm surge in this sea. Michael?
It was the North Sea?
Correct.
Let's go, you know the drill, for 16.
Use a hammer drill to cut through this hard building material, named for the bricklayer or stone worker who constructed it. Sharon.
What's masonry?
Yes.
Drill for 12.
This word follows drill in the name of the workshop device seen here. Sharon.
What's a press?
A press is right.
Drill for 8.
Answer there. The Daily Double. You're on a roll.
2,200.
Okay. Archaeologists in Pakistan found Neolithic bodies showing that drills were used to fix these more than 7,000 years ago.
What are teeth?
Teeth, yes. Drill those teeth.
British Isles for 4.
You'll find the Isle of Skye in the inner these. Sharon.
What are the Hebrides?
That's right.
Drill for 4.
Twist and counterbore are types of these spinny, pointy drill parts that make the holes. Gary.
What are bits?
Bits is it.
Washington, D.C., 416.
At Oak Hill Cemetery, journalist and Washington Post editor Ben Bradley and this woman who owned the Post. Gary.
Who's Graham?
Catherine Graham.
Washington, D.C., 2000.
At Prospect Hill Cemetery, William, with this last name, who owned the house where Abraham Lincoln died. And that last name is Peterson. Back to you, Gary.
Washington, D.C., 12.
Answer. Other Daily Double. You're in a distant third.
Let's do 3,000.
All right. At the Glenwood Cemetery, Emanuel Leutze, who famously painted George Washington, doing this.
He's crossing the Delaware.
You are right.
DDD for 16.
This type of singer regales us with simple folk or story songs. And the D-double-E comes up in balladeer. Balladeer. Back to you, Gary.
D-D-D-D for 2,000.
A 2011 measurement says this part of the Pacific Ocean reaches 36,070 feet down. Sharon.
What is the deepest part?
Nope. Interesting, though. Gary or Michael? It's called the Challenger Deep. The Challenger Deep. It's the deepest part.
Sort of right.
Sort of don't count. Gary?
Drill for 2,000.
This word for a type of simple hand drill is a homonym of a word meaning to foretell. And that word is auger. Less than a minute to go now, Gary.
D-D-D-D for 12.
Ah, my little black-capped one of these is the state bird of Massachusetts. Michael?
It's chickadee.
Yeah.
D-8.
Do this to yourself and you make up for a bad performance. Do it to grandma's ring and you get it back from a pawn shop. Sharon.
What is redeem?
Yes.
DDD for 4.
The Sami of northern Scandinavia have trained these animals to pull sleighs just in time for Christmas. Gary.
What a reindeer.
Reindeer, right.
DC for 8.
At St. Paul's Rock Creek Cemetery, writer Gore Vidal and this longtime host of Meet the Press. Very popular guy, Tim Russer. Now the last clue. At Washington National Cathedral, this president and his wife, Edith. Gary.
Who's Wilson?
You are right. That takes you up to 8,800. We have a close game. It's exciting. Here comes Final Jeopardy. World elections, not American elections. World elections. Think about it. Cool in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the final today, we deal with world elections. Players, here's your clue. In 2014, this democratic nation broke the record for total turnout in a single election with more than 500 million voters. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Gary, you're the champ, but you were in third place going into final. Let's see if you came up with the correct response. You wrote down, what is Russia? Incorrect. Russia doesn't even have a population of 500 million. So it costs you $85.99. That leaves you with a $201 total. Over to Michael in the middle. He had $9,800, and he came up with India, which is the correct response. What did he risk? A bundle, I hope? 7801. All right, that's enough to put him into first place right now with 17,601 as we come to Sharon Lawson from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Did she get India? She did. Did she risk enough? Oh, those wild Canadians. 4401. 19,601. New champion gets to play again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then, Sharon. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. We'll be right back.